And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., Trish, Eric, and Kathleen. The gang is all here. This is my version, sung by myself, Dave Licious, imitating Neil
Diamond, the thing that rose through into the ocean.
Yeah, so I sound like him, don't I?
Yeah, that's good.
Alone.
I do pretty good on that.
New Orleans, shining place.
Oh, that was good, too. You thank sound you like much. Me now.
Yes, I'm Neil Diamond. All right.
What was your favorite Neil Diamond movie?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about Neil Diamond coming up in a little bit. All right. Thank you very much.
The jazz singer.
All right.
Okay, here we
That's
go.
That's someone else. All right, well, let's bring on an actor from Beauty and the Beast. Austin Basis, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on Neil Diamond Day.
Absolutely.
I was going to say Saving Silverman, if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have like a Neil Diamond tribute band, right?
That would be my pick, absolutely, for sure. Jason Biggs and, you know, yeah, that's a very, very, thank you for
Jack
bringing that.
Black.
That was a good movie.
I love that
great
movie. Saving
was that the one with... Was it Woody Allen in that one, or is that a different one I'm thinking of with Jason Biggs?
I think it's a different one. Yeah.
That was funny, though.
Yeah.
So now, that was a kosher version of Saving Silverman.
Yeah.
Wow. So, of course, Austin, you're on the Beauty and the Beast. Season 4 of the show premiered on the CW on June 2nd. So the show airs on Thursday nights, correct?
Yep, 9/8 Central.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about Beauty and the Beast, and you know, I'm sure that people could tune in, and could they tune in for the new season without having the background information? Would you say?
I would say a lot of season 4 is reincorporating because it's the final season is reincorporating a lot of story points and mythology that has built up over the 3 seasons. And I think, you know, in a way, season 4 is kind of a tribute to the fans and the you know, what we call beasties that have been following the show for the previous 3 years. And so they would probably need some sort of refresher course, maybe watch a couple of episodes, you know, from previous seasons. But I don't know if every episode they need to watch. And you could pretty much get what's going on if you watch it just, you know, out of nowhere. If you start with episode 6, which is next week, you could pretty much figure it out because there'll be a flashback in there that explains some stuff. So in general, Beauty and the Beast, our version is just an updated kind of concept based on the classic, which had a series in the 80s called Beauty and the Beast with Ron Perlman and Linda Hamilton, if you remember that.
Oh, I do. I met Ron Perlman. He's awesome.
A more updated version of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about your character. Who do you play on the show?
I play J.T. Forbes. He's a biochemistry professor, hacker, slash confidant, wingman to our, you know, version of the Beast, who is Vincent. And so... He kind of has been there loyal to support Vincent in all of his kind of trials and tribulations for the past 13 years. They've known each other since they were kids. And, you know, Vincent wasn't born a beast. He was kind of made a beast by a, you know, kind of suspect government organization. So there's like the mythology and the government organization conspiracy that has created this beast. And it's been kind of under the radar of, you know, the public for, you know, all these years, and things are starting to bubble up this season and, you know, provide some risk for the, you know, the whole group, the people, you know, Vincent and the team around him that help him out and his friends.
Excellent. Excellent. And again, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actor Austin Basis from the CW's Beauty and the Beast of the new season. Season 4 premiered on June 2nd of this year. And so it's airing this summer on Thursday nights. So check it out on the CW. And so what's it been like? So have you been with the show from the beginning?
Yeah, I also forgot to say I'm comic relief, if that wasn't too obvious.
Yeah, well, you are E Online's favorite funny guy.
Well, and I have to tell you, my first exposure to you was back on Curb Your Enthusiasm, yeah. which I absolutely love. So,
yeah, that was a really fun experience.
That comic relief is you know, it's very important, I think. You know, because, of course, with Beauty and the Beast, it could be all just romantic and, you know, the tragic and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, it's so damn dramatic yeah. that they need a joke every so often to break the tension and to make it seem a little more real than fantasy. And I kind of, as a character and an actor, I always try to provide that, you know, that opportunity for whether it's a show or you know, a movie, to be like a character that an audience could relate to. And but yeah, I've been on the show since the beginning. It, you know, we shot 4 years in Toronto, which subbed for New York, and I'm from New York originally, so I was kind of like, you know, the specialist, the New York specialist. Any questions about New York always came my way. Not paid extra for that, obviously.
So, Austin, you're talking about you provide the comedy to some of the shows that you're in. Do the directors, they allow you to do that, or is it every director a little different? But how often do you say, hey, I got a good idea, or do you just blurt it out and say, you know, how about that?
On network TV, a lot of it, there's so much, the script probably goes about through about a month and a half of drafts, rewrites, you know, arcs and outlines, and gets approval from not only the studio, the network, and the executive producers. It's like, you know, everyone puts in their 2 cents, and by the time it gets to you, it's almost chiseled in stone, depending on whether you're being directed or working with one of the producers. If you're working with one of the producers, like one of the producers, Stuart Gillard, on Beauty and the Beast, was when he directed an episode and something wasn't quite working or a bit, you know, could be funnier, we'd play with it. But other than that, this script is pretty, you know, it's treated like kind of a Bible.
Gotcha.
But on something like Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know, not to say I'm sorry on Beauty and the Beast, you can add stuff at the end, or, you know, kind of the way of, you know, you add a couple words here and there, but you're not changing dialogue to, you know, to a large extent. But on Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's all improv. It's all like, you know, there's no script. There's just a one paragraph description of what happens in the scene. So the scene I had was, you know, there was a description at my audition with Larry David. There's a description. You're a waiter. You know, it says waiter. You have a, you know, an argument with Larry David about the tip, you know, that his friend left. He wants to, you know, he wants the tip. He wants you to tell him the amount that his friend tipped, and you won't give it to him. Like, that's basically what they say. And then you just improv. You know, live, and they shoot it with 2 cameras, so they have both actors in case like a moment happens, and they just keep doing it over and over, and some ideas, you know, get kept and some ideas get thrown away if they try something new or try this. I'd say you do it about 8 to 10 times, and then they have like mounds of footage when they get into the edit room, and they piece together the scene from all these different, you know, all really different takes, like 8 different, 10 different takes from each of the actors, and then cut things together to make it look like it was one take.
Yeah. And of course, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actor Austin Basis on behalf of the show Beauty and the Beast. And of course, you're also talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was just announced that Curb Your Enthusiasm was coming back for yet another season. And speaking of Curb Your Enthusiasm, it is Larry David's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
yeah.
Larry.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Larry. I don't know what I'm sure he's like. Not pleased in some way.
Probably not. He's probably not yeah. listening to the show, unfortunately. But that would be, how cool would that be? Larry David,
if
was
he was listening to the show?
Yeah, if he was a fan of Breakthrough Entertainment.
So my pitch is that the waiter I played gets hired again, and he runs into him in an awkward restaurant situation, and it's it's a little bit that we could play. Anyway,
that's my
pitch to be on the show again.
I didn't
get killed off, so at least I'm alive in the world of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's true, but if it was a soap opera, you'd come back anyway.
My twin.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course,
evil twin.
We also know you from Supernatural, Law & Order, Criminal Intent, NCIS. But I want to talk about something else that you do, something a little more, Trisha, probably want to ask about this, right?
This is something that's very close to my heart and I don't think gets enough publicity. And that is that you're on the celebrity board for juvenile diabetes, right?
I participate in two different organizations, American Diabetes Association, which also, deals with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, so mm-hmm. like juvenile diabetes and adult onset diabetes.
And the difference between those two for our listeners' value is that one of them tends to be genetic and there's really, you will be treated for life, whereas the other one you can acquire and certain lifestyle changes could make it that you could come off medication, correct?
Yes. Type 1 diabetes, you usually get as a kid, although adults have gotten it, but it's genetically predisposed. And once, you're diagnosed, there's no cure at the moment. That's kind of like what you raise money and, all the research is for, to kind of come up with a cure. You basically have it for life and you have your, insulin or pump or treatments that you are diagnosed by a doctor. And type 2 diabetes, like my dad has type 2 diabetes, and it was from age. Some people get type 2 diabetes from weight, and they could change that and get rid of it by, changing their diet and increasing their exercise. Usually older people that their body's kind of, not working as well, need some help, need to take some pills, and that's type 2 diabetes. And that's curable.
Right.
In most cases. So, very vast difference between, type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Right.
Yeah, excellent. Well, any other projects, before we let you go, any other projects that you'd like to make sure our listeners know about, Austin?
I am just writing out the final season of Beauty and the Beast, obviously auditioning for other projects and working to develop my own stuff. The luxury of being on a show is that you have a couple of months in between the seasons and, a constant paycheck coming in as an actor, which doesn't, force you to like hit the pavement. I've been using that time the past year or two with friends and co-writers to come up with some developing, kind of comedic concepts and not so comedic, kind of TV and new media concepts for shows, some fun stuff, and hopefully some media platform will latch on to one of them, and you'll see that hopefully in the near future.
Excellent. Well, again, actor Austin Basis, thank you so much for joining us to talk a little bit about Beauty and the Beast on Breakthrough
CW.
Entertainment. Yeah, on the CW. Check it out Thursday nights.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Enjoy some more Neil Diamond.
Thank you.
Actually, we have someone else coming up.
Barry
Manilow will be giving us
nice.
So, yeah. So that'll be fun, too.
Flashback.
Are you a fan of Low?
I mean, some of his songs, I like, my best friend's mom used to have Neil Diamond, painted plaques up in her apartment. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, she really liked Neil Diamond. And Barry Manilow was also a favorite of hers. So all those songs would, every time we got carpooled with my friend Jason, his mom Kathy would have songs playing, and I know the whole canon of Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow. So I don't know if I'd be a fan of Low, I know some songs.
Okay, all right. Well, again, yeah. Austin, thank you so much for joining us.
And feel free to join in as we go to the bumper.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. And of course, the song that's going to bring us into our break is from Barry Manilow.
My country tis.
He sings this one?
Let Freedom ring
out.
Austin, are you going to sing along?
Of the
I see.
Yeah, this is excellent.
Happy 4th. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Take care.
Thank you. Happy Independence Day.
Yes, Independence Day. For England or us?
England. Us.
From every mountain.
We can't let the Brits steal our Independence Day.
Now, of course, then the song switches gears into
Let Freedom Ring.
I don't know this one.
Let its music resound
throughout the nation. Come on, Eric.
Let's all sing.
I don't know this.
We don't know this one. All right, it's my turn to break in and say breakthrough in.
Entertainment.
To the songs. Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back as Joseph prepares for his new character. We're going to call him, what do you call him, a fanalo? We're going to call you a buffalo. Joseph
Law. Australasia.
He just loves to see himself.
He does. You can tell. This looks like a mirror.
I think he practices in the mirror.
Do you? What do you practice in the mirror, Joseph? All right. Here we go.
You have to join us on Periscope to understand
what's going
on.
We'll be right back after this break.
And pass it on.